Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. My guest today is very well known and much appreciated around town. Jerry Cribbs is a conductor who, from 1980 until his retirement in 2004, taught choral music at Laney High School and Hoggard High School, Winter Park Elementary School. He also has been a director of arts education and public relations and a director of human resources. He served as an adjunct instructor for the music department at UNC. And the Fine Arts and Humanities Department at Cape Fear Community College. He's now the choir director at Grace United Methodist Church. After all that, Jerry, I feel tired just thinking about it.
Well, thank you, Jamila. It is great to be here this afternoon. Thank you for having
me. Good. Now, you are especially associated these days with not only being the choir director at Grace United Methodist, but being the director and the conductor of the Cape Fear Chorale. And before we talk about your concert coming up Sunday afternoon, for those of our listeners that don't know, tell us about the chorale.
Okay, the Cape Fear Chorale, basically, I started it about 14 years ago. We're in our 14th year. Next fall, we'll celebrate our 15th year.
Wow.
And it is a group of, this semester, 55 singers. It generally runs 45 to 55 singers. They are all volunteer. None of them are paid. As a matter of fact, of course, they have to buy their music to participate in the group. We do have some who are singers by trade. That is, they have majored in voice and things like that. But most of them are just singers that love to sing, love music, love making music together. Just a wonderful spirit about the entire group.
You have several concerts a year, yes?
We have two a year. We do generally one in November, and we usually do it the Sunday before Thanksgiving, because a lot of these folks participate in their church choirs, and that way we can get out of the way of their church choir Christmas music. And then the other concert generally is in April, about mid-April.
Okay. And what is the rehearsal process like for these concerts? How often does the group meet?
First of all, in the fall, it begins mid-August. It meets every Monday evening for 2 hours.
Wow.
And then we have about three Saturday rehearsals each semester, one being a sectional rehearsal for each section, then another three-hour rehearsal on another Saturday morning just to pull things together. And they're a little fresher at that rehearsal because they're not tired from working all day. And then the final Saturday morning rehearsal, of course, is always the day before the concert.
So you start rehearsing in mid-August for this concert that will be this Sunday afternoon.
Correct.
Wow. Well, let's talk about the concert. There are three pieces on the program, yes?
That is correct.
Okay. First of all, let's talk about Vivaldi's Gloria. And this one has an interesting history because of Vivaldi's history. When was it written and for whom?
Well, it was written for the girls' orphanage, the Pietà that he served. And it was interesting that he actually served as the violin strings teacher at the orphanage. And these were girls who just did not have a home, of course, but the orphanage was very well known for its music. And anyway, he was hired to be the violin teacher, but the chorus teacher there, which he was never actually hired to be the chorus teacher, but the chorus teacher became sick, became ill, never returned. So Vivaldi actually filled in that slot as interim pretty much the entire time he was there, and of course produced a lot of the choral music as well as all the concerti that he composed for the girls.
Yeah, I love to think about that whenever we play Vivaldi concerti on the air, and I think about who they were originally written for and all those young girls who became quite well known. The orchestra there at the Pietà and the chorus became quite well known under Vivaldi's direction.
Absolutely, yes. It was, and many other composers, of course, would come and participate in the services there and hear the girls. And interestingly, this Gloria was written, even though it was written SATB, it was still, of course, written for the girls. There's a little bit of speculation as to how he dealt with the TB part.
SATB, you just rattled that off.
Oh, I'm
That's
sorry.
Soprano, alto, tenor, and bass?
Correct, uh-huh.
Okay.
And of course, typically in the girls' orphanage, you're not going to have male tenors and basses.
No basses, for sure.
Exactly. So I don't think anybody really definitively knows how he dealt with the tenor bass and whether or not he did that for future marketing or whatever. But at any rate, it's an interesting side note to that.
Wonderful. So you'll be singing that. And it was written for a church setting, yes?
Pretty much, from what we can tell. Of course, the Gloria is part of the Mass, but this particular Gloria is about 30 minutes long, so it would have been done probably in conjunction with some other liturgical composition. Definitely probably done even possibly, and this is one reason we're doing it this time of the year, because of the text being Gloria in Excelsis Deo, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men, and et intero pax, omnibus. And of course, you know, this is the time of year that we deal with the Gloria in relation to the Advent season and the Christmas season.
Start thinking about those shepherds in the fields.
Exactly right.
Oh, that's
exactly.
Great. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Jerry Cribbs. He's the conductor of the Kafir Chorale, the director, founder of the Kafir Chorale,
right,
as well. And this wonderful group is giving their fall concert on Sunday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Grace United Methodist Church. They'll be performing Vivaldi's Gloria, about a half an hour piece, and then also Schubert's Magnificat and some music of Handel as well. The program is free and open to the public. They'd love it if you want to give a donation, because that helps for folks to buy sheet music or for the orchestra to be paid, because an orchestra will be part of this performance as well. Jerry, let's talk about Schubert's Magnificat now. And that is the part where the angel comes to Mary and says, you're going to be bringing forth this child, even though you're a virgin. And she says, my soul doth magnify the Lord. So that's where the Magnificat comes in. What's the setting for that in terms of that's also a church piece?
Right. And of course, again, this is the typical time of year you would hear the Magnificat would be during the Advent season. As a matter of fact, it's an appointed Sunday. I want to say it's maybe the third Sunday of Advent that the Magnificat usually comes into play. And it is just that Mary responds, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. And then, of course, there's more Latin. And you know, the other thing we do need to point out is that the Gloria and the Magnificat both are in Latin. But, of course, we have the English translation, so people can actually understand what's going
program.
On. So that would be in the program.
Good,
correct.
Good.
It's interesting, too. The Gloria is about 30 minutes, as I mentioned. The Magnificat is about a 10-minute piece. It's in three movements. The first and last movements are extremely allegro, which means they're pretty fast and pretty exciting. He did not have a lot of – he wrote this, composed it when he was about 18 years old.
Wow.
About the same time, probably, he composed the Mass in G, which is a very well-known Mass of his. And he didn't have a lot of sympathy for sopranos and tenors. He took their ranges pretty high, of course, which makes them pretty bright and brilliant and very exciting to hear.
Challenging to learn, challenging to sing, I bet.
Right. And then the middle movement of this is a soprano, alto, tenor, bass ensemble, solo ensemble, which, of course, the soloists are coming out of the chorale. Sometimes we hire soloists in, but with this particular concert, we were just very fortunate to, because of the logistics of it, to be able to use our own soloist. And we have many, many voices in that chorale that could be soloists. And I'd like to mention those, if I may.
Absolutely.
Our soloists for this concert are Curtis Campbell, Cheryl Cribbs, Benjamin Harrell, Jennifer Justice, Molly Carnes. Actually, it's Molly Darden. She just got married about 2 weeks ago. Jennifer Lewis and Rebecca Vaughn. And I'd also just like to mention our accompanist, Judy Siebold, who we could not function without the accompanist.
Yeah, and a good accompanist is an amazing thing to have in your life.
Oh, absolutely. And she is just the tops. And she's been with the chorale as long as I have, pretty much. She's committed to the chorale, too.
I heard another Cribs in there. Is that your wife?
That is my wife, yes. She volunteers as well. She's not made to sing, but
I'm glad to hear that.
Exactly. But she has a very nice voice, as do all the members of the chorale.
Great. We just have about a minute and a half left. Let's talk about the last piece on the program.
The Handel Coronation Anthem number 2, The King Shall Rejoice. Though Handel was employed by King George I, he actually composed these for King George II and Caroline. A few years after, of course, he was employed, because King George II was going to be king. And all four of the anthems have been used over the years. Zadok the Priest, which the chorale did several years ago, has been used every coronation of a king since the composition was composed.
Wow.
At every one of them. This particular one, The King Shall Rejoice, though the Zadok is used in the service at the anointing time, this particular piece is used at the time of the actual crowning. And the actual crowning occurs at the—this is a four-movement work— and it occurs at the singing of the Alleluia, as you would expect, very upbeat, very bright, again, very high tenor part, very high soprano part. And when he did the coronation anthems, it was kind of interesting. He had an orchestra of about 150, which was unusual for that day and time, and singers he may have had 40 or 50, which is sort of the converse of what we would have today. But we have a wonderful orchestra that is going to just make this the entire concert a magnificent concert. We have some of the best orchestra members in town playing with us.
And I do hope that it... the moment when you get to the Alleluia movement, someone comes forth with a crown and sticks it on your head.
I doubt that's going to happen.
You don't think so?
No,
well,
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, whatever. So the program is Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at Grace United Methodist Church, a concert by the Cape Fear Chorale, conducted by Jerry Cribbs, featuring Vivaldi's Gloria, Schubert's Magnificat, and a coronation anthem of Handel. Child care will be provided. The concert is free, but donations very much appreciated. And you can get more information at capefearchorale.org. Jerry Cribbs, thanks for coming today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is WHQR.